Hi, my name is Elaine Wu, and I'm a senior at UCLA. This is a story not about how I found God, but how God came to me to reclaim what was lost. Throughout my life, I met a lot of Christians who talked about how much they loved Jesus, but were slow to forgive and very hypocritical. However, that opinion changed the moment I first stepped foot in church in October of 2009 during my senior year of high school. At the time, I was dating someone who had grown up in church and wanted to introduce me to God. I remember being so nervous on the way to that Friday night youth group, scared of being judged or made fun of or ignored. But when I got there, I was welcomed with open arms. I was amazed to hear people pray for the first time and found that these Christians had a real relationship with God, where they sought to glorify him rather than just ask him for a bunch of worldly blessings. I wanted to know this God. Throughout the next few months, I began to hungrily seek him, reading about who Jesus was in the Bible. I was amazed at this man who poured out so much love on people who would ultimately reject him. I learned about grace and love in a way I never had before, and it was like a fire that had ignited in my soul, and it spread so rapidly. Throughout my journey, there were so many people who encouraged me and answered my questions and showed me how great the love of Christ is by loving me. Before I knew it, I had one foot in church, ready to commit my life to Christ and another in the world. I struggled very hard in my mind to reconcile all of the concrete, tangible things I had learned my entire life, of science and logic and evidence, with all of the things I was learning about God that I knew deep down were also true. In February of 2010, I finally decided to take the leap of faith to accept Christ into my heart, and it was like seeing color for the first time after living out my entire life in black and white. Though I wish I could say that after I became a Christian that my life had changed to the point where everybody could see the beauty of God in my actions, it wasn't so simple. I struggled with the same hypocrisy I had seen in those Christians I had encountered before, of thinking I was somehow better than my non-believing friends. It wasn't until after I entered UCLA that I began to truly understand what it meant to be a witness of Christ. I thank God for bringing me to Asian American Christian Fellowship, where I've made some of the deepest relationships with my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Whether it was a casual conversation over lunch or a seven-hour discussion that lasted the entire night, I've been blessed by how much each person in AA has taught me about God. Thank you to everyone who has ever encouraged me, prayed for me, cried with me, and pointed me to Christ, even during my darkest moments, when I could not feel God's presence in my life and started doubting even my own salvation. If it were not for AACF, I would not have found Lighthouse, and I would not be standing here before you today. Throughout my walk with God, the most important thing that I learned, especially at Lighthouse, is to love unashamedly, deeply, and without abandon. With God, we never run out of love to give to others, whether it's our family, our roommates, classmates, or even those most difficult to love. And it is comforting to know that God loves me unconditionally despite having done nothing to deserve it. I will never forget the words my roommate Sheila said to me a few weeks ago when I was feeling particularly worthless of his love. Thoughts that you have to fix yourself or that you aren't good enough are lies that you have to fight with truths God says about you, because his standards are greater, right? He accepts you, and there's nothing you can do to make him love you more or love you less. This truth is something I forget all too often, that we are made righteous before God due to Jesus' perfect sacrifice on the cross for our sins. However, we can trust that God will never abandon us, even in times of utmost loneliness. He is in front of me to guide me, behind me to watch out for me, beside me to hold my hand, above me to watch over me, under me to keep me from falling, and inside me to work through me. He has changed my life in every way I could ever imagine. And I pray that those around me could be able to experience the beauty of Christ, his magnificent glory, and his unfailing love. Thank you.